Stray Notes by Afric Miglinchi.
Hey.
We met at the speckled tree. It swept away the sawdust for her jazz solo. A baby grand in the corner, smoky notes trailing memories that slayed me. Just enough sleaze for the cool, enough craze for the pickled, who swayed and veered towards long balloons hanging from a blue ceiling. I held my glass tilted, but not so it spilled. Of course, you knew exactly when to move in for the kill.
Thank you, Simon and Deborah. Next up, could we have Colm Scurry?
This is Joe Sweeney's The Wasp. The dwarves were sonorous, Nick, tranquilizer, wham, and he spoke. Nat King Cole was singing on the car radio. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Wham, that, bam, alakazam. Wonderful, you came by. What a sonorous voice Nat had. The power to seduce and tranquilize. He spoke to soothe the stresses of the motorway. I turned my car radio up louder. Unfortunately, a wasp, disturbed by the decibels, got loose in the car and landed on my neck. Wham, bam, alakazam, and goodbye.
That's Colin Major. Next up we have Jennifer Matthews.
Someone who couldn't be here tonight because she's being fabulous around Europe right now. Emer Convoy.
Yay.
You may have a face like a fish, but there is no point in being bitter about it. You have eaten your last lemon, my dear, for now it is time to concentrate on your extraordinary musical abilities. Who cares how you look when you play the harp so well? Now put that in your pipe, smoke it.
It's Jen and Eva, and next we have Jamie O'Call.
Jennifer Matthews poem, page 19. Old Doll. She always aspired to a life decades older, chose tortoiseshell frames for glasses, read only classics, looked at gymnastics and cheerleading and dances as pastimes too insidious for her excellent taste at an overripe 16. Aiming for aging, heaving her voracious youth into the dumpster in exchange for something safer, something quieter, she never gave in to the apple in any bad boy's eye. Beyond the secret recording of their names, in liquid procession, in endless notebooks, litanies of opportunities contained and discarded. Her notebooks drying out, becoming tinder, lined in bookshelves, over drawers and drawers filled with matches.
Thank you. Next we have Joe Sweeney.
This is the winner on the 17th of October, 2012. Colm Scurry was the poet. And the five words were constitutional, protest, illicit, tabernacle, and dingle. A real challenge. And he called it tabernacle. Tabernacle O'Connor cut out the lettering from the papers with precision. He was used to such work, removing the headings from the unsold Kerryman on a Sunday evening in his mother's shop. This blackmail letter would unwind the guts out of his arch enemy, the parish priest of Dingle, Canon O'Toole. He would refer to the illicit undertakings with the parish funds, and perceived long glances at altar boys in the front row. Whether they were true or not was irrelevant. The priest might protest, but he knew that the mud would stick. Tabernacle felt sure that money would be forthcoming. What might be the use of the very reverend going public and claiming his constitutional rights? Not in the present climate, where a whiff of scandal hung over any religious like flies above a dung heap in summer. Revenge will be mine, thought O'Connor, as he pasted the letters together on the page. Revenge for lumbering him with that horrible nickname since he robbed the altar wine from the vestry all those years ago.
Thank you, Joe. Next we have Aidan O'Shea.
By Neil Pryor, the words were challenge, pride, pelican, celebrate, and marsh. Avian advice. Rise to the challenge. Carry your pride hidden like a pelican's dinner stored for later. One day this festival of life will celebrate what you have to offer as you emerge from the marshes after stealing so quietly for years. The moment will come when you open your beak, they see what's inside and applaud.
Next we have Michael Ray.
Hey, this is Mark Killen. Nobber. In me car, cheap vinyl upholstery, steamy sweat pulses, trickles on the glass, my bawdy stalk rub red on tight denim. Nobber? Sure, if only I had the chance.
Michael, next we have Emily Davis Fletcher.
Hey. This is Untitled by Cal Doyle. The words were birthday, clouds, solidarity, hurricane, and tulips. You always said that I knew nothing of solidarity. For instance, on your birthday, I had a hurricane perform cloud origami. It folded them up into tulips, and you didn't speak to me for a week because I had so easily surrendered my means of production.
Finally, and next we have Afric Prudential.
Okay, it's called Peaks and Valleys. Captive in your crystal chrysalis, I try to invade, to talk. I'm not into Asian cuisine, but girl, we're taking a walk. Yeah, it was a good line, but baby, it wasn't mine. Don't look at me like that, you say. Well, how would you like me to look at you, darling? Like you don't stumble through the peaks and valleys of my mind. You're weird. Yeah, I'm subtle too, babe. Oh, really? I never realized I had checked into the understatement hotel. Well, pass the play, director. I don't know, this is hard. Yeah, it is. But, baby, you can't have your pudding and eat it.
Africa, next we have Neil Pryor.
In the cold glow of the receding fire, your bleeding hips stain the parquet floor, bubbles like a witch's brew. This is all on command of the constellation, that is Orion, no less. You're lucky not to be in Mercury's retrograde, then you'll be in trouble.
Next we have Michael O'Callaghan.
I wasn't here tonight. This was written, but I'm glad I found it. It's Simon Deasy's Mirror Earth, Blood, Whiskey and Sky. And he called it Bluebird, and it's about the five-word challenge. Birth, I wrote, and drew a line through it, as he said, it's Earth. The opposite of Earth is birth, I thought. My mind intervened, as seeing images of brown, white waves falling in six-foot holes stole from the now, from where our minds flicker, like us in all of this flickering, like flecks of silt in a rolling wave, or souls in a galaxy, or stars in a black sky mirroring me of any given Sunday sitting in a tinted glass canteen. Someone comes to sit by my side, and the side of all that is hidden beside the bluebird that weeps whiskey on its wing, and we sit there side by side and silent in our tinted glass house, where nothing ever grows like petals having fallen from their flower.
Miss Michael, and next we have Patricia Walsh.
This is going to who's John just now, I'm Michael O'Callaghan. And the words were President, Stone, Wolf, Word, and Temple. It's called Untitled. There is a stone in Mecca where pilgrims circle for many days, expurging sin, steering the cycle of renewal into fresh adventure. There is a stone in the forest where wolves stand under the November moon to utter ancient howling prayers. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was stone, and the earth was a dark stone, turning in temple around the shining star. Do we live on a fallen star, on a stone outcast into darkness? I read news of a child in Foshan, stricken, sidetracked, under traffic trampled, until a tattered woman came to comfort her. With a heart of stone, a fallen star. O powers of precedence, O presidents, dark forces, rescue us. Come hear our ancient howling prayer. Stir warmth in these cold pilgrim hearts. Shine light in this dark forest and deliver us.
And next we have Sean O'Reilly.
This is a poem by Aidan O'Shea, it's called Eden, and it was the winner on the 5th of March 2012. Eden. In that primeval garden, before they felt the need for hidden herbs, big leaves to match, a tortoise-shell serpent hissed insidiously in Eve's ear. Twas then they shared the crunch. God replied with the hell of a heave-ho. The fall of man is not so much about the apple in the tree as the pear on the ground.
Thanks, Sean. Next we have Rosalyn Blue.
Reading one by Tom Maloney. He was the winner on the 16th of May in 2011. The words were silence, map, palace, green, and bottle. Singularity. Where is the legendary bottle, God? The one that you shook over your head. The one before time that fizzed. And as you opened, exploded, rocking your palace in the heavens. The one that broke the silence. and all that was left for you to do, to map the land, the seas, the lie of stars. Uncorking the empty, you coloured the world, luscious green over one little land. Then you made it an island.
Thank you, Sue. And next we have Julie Fields.
This is Short and Sweet by Nora Neville. Winner in the words of a horse, tinfoil, quiet, wolf, and legacy. Banbury Cross. Ride a quiet horse to Banbury Cross. Put soap on the saddle and tinfoil under your arse, and pass on the story of legacy.
Okay, I've only got one more person on the list, so if there's any, is there anyone else who has a poem in five word poetry who hasn't read yet? I don't have your name though. Sorry, you can't read your name, so I don't. I've got you, Kieran. But before I'm going to call up Niall Harriott, please. Niall Harriott. Yeah?
This is Tina Pisco's one on the 24th October, 2011. The words were President, Stone, Wolf, Word, and Temple. Occupy yourself. Not for the president's ears. At this time of yours and mine, at this time of stones and bones, at this time of wolves and words, at this time you need to heed, this tempo, momentum, bound in the rhythm, bound in the beat, bound in the heat of all these people on the streets, calling for justice, calling dissent, calling we are the 99%, at this time, this tempo, this beat, this rhythm, this time, the time, this heat, this time, this momentum, bound in the rhythm, bound in the beat, bound in the heat of all these people on the street. Open your eyes, open your ears, open your mouth, and repeat. If not now, when? If not here, where? If not me, who?
Thanks, Niall, and I think it's probably the last reader, unless there's anyone else who we've missed for this part. It's Kieran McCartan.
This was the winner on the 1st of August 2011. Simon DC, Horse, Tinfoil, Quiet, Soap, Legacy. Unless it's in there already, I don't know if it's right. Hopefully it's not the red already. Called My Love. My love's legacy is a tinfoil flower. I keep it inside of me still. Prize it out through the quiet hour. My immortal man made tinfoil flower. She carved one once for me in a bar of pink soap. But my hands have been dirtied and cleaned and dirtied since then. Like my horses, born wild, reared and then broken. Taught to lean heads to their feeders gently. Well, they have regressed and may bite you and buck you and run if you rub. Flowers bloom and then die, but not mine, not my love, as I've shaped it. Flimsy, thin, tin. That will not weep, nor ever wilt.